This week we have looked at the prayer of the church in light of God's grace and mercy. As John Newton confessed in the hymn, Amazing Grace, I once was lost, but now am found. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong and nothing is holy, multiply your mercy on us that, with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Because the church is God's earthly agent, we also seek the lost. We hear Jesus' words, Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents, and rejoice over those who come to know the love of God. The church is not for the self-righteous, for those who claim they are perfect. The church is for the sinners who desire the peace of knowing God's grace. The church is for those who long for the forgiveness earned by Christ Jesus as he suffered, died, and rose again. The church is for you and me, sinners who need to hear the good news of salvation. Each Sunday you can hear this good news that you are reconciled to God the Father for the sake of Jesus Christ. Please join us at 9 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church to learn more of this marvelous truth. May our Lord open our hearts and minds to hear his invitation that we may come into his presence to receive his gift of eternal life. Amen.